upset you now.
So how are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of because we did a couple, didn't we? And then had a sort of like, well, we went off on our travels. So quite a lot has happened. I almost had a fight.
You've been to fucking Disney. You always had a fight
at Waterloo Station.
This the Battle of Waterloo. Oh my God. Mate, the Battle of Waterloo too. Jesus
the train,
Christ.
The trains are screwed. I'll start by telling you this because, I mean, it was unbelievable. So the trains have been up the spout for a long time.
My God.
It's mental,
well,
isn't it?
Just, okay. Well, just a little kind of bullet point there just to put, like, put freeze, Paul. Freeze. Right. Was meant to get a 20 to 4 train from Glasgow home yesterday. Right. I got home at 12:30.
Wow.
Continue. What? I know. That's all I've got to say. Yeah, 20 to 4. That train was cancelled. Got on the next train. That train was constantly delayed. Got home at 12:30.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, there's industrial action at the moment. This is absolutely in trying to get anywhere by train. I drive anywhere, everywhere ridiculous. Mostly. It's only London, but this was London I was going to. And I had to be there by a certain time. And the train was delayed. Daytime as well. I don't very rarely travel during the daytime. I'm usually going up in the evening. And so it's annoying. Right, this is annoying. I'm arriving in London 46 minutes later than I should have been, which is making me late. So I'm sort of slightly stressed. Just call it an hour. Round it up.
It's an hour. It is an hour.
Now, when you get the train from Winchester to Waterloo, little life hack for you, the train always pulls in and the platform end is in front of you. So I'll always sit at the front of the train because it means you're out and off quick, right? So
Brilliant. In front of
the
train.
Pull into Waterloo, get up to walk off, and I'm walking down the aisle between the seats, and a guy behind me goes, excuse me, like, we're all walking forwards. So I just ignore him. I'm thinking, I'm not moving out of the way, am I? We're all getting off the train. Like, where are you going?
He wants to overtake you.
He's not overtaking me. Yes, just to be clear, in return, he's not overtaking me. So I just continue to walk, ignore, and keep moving forward. And then as we get off the train and we're walking towards the ticket barriers, he kind of circles round me and sort of like cranes his neck and stares at me with his eyes wide open, like in a way to go, you're all right, mate, like that. And I was stressed. I've had a stressful beginning to my year. So I just turned around and I said, what the fuck are you looking at? I'm just like, what? And he goes, honestly, I've replayed this a few times in my head because he was like, he didn't know whether he was the victim or the aggressor.
If I know Paul, he's there. I've played this a few times in my head. Paul has thought about this constantly, non-stop, since this happened, hasn't been to sleep, and is finally talking about it. Go on.
I know, I spoke about it as soon as I got to where I was going. I was like, anyway, so I was just like, and he goes, oh, what's your problem? I'm like, that's my problem. Well, you fucking not just walk around staring at me. And he goes, oh, have a nice day. As if I'm like being unfriendly. I'm like, mate, you've just literally walked around and stared me in the face. So this continues through the barrier. He's going through, not the next barrier to me, but the barrier, so one down. Like, what? The next but one down. He sort of continues staring. I'm like, mate, stop fucking looking at me. Just sort of, so we sort of walk through. And then he keeps coming over as if he's going to confront me. And I'm like, into it. I'm like going, yeah, come on then. Just like the red mist has come down. I was just like, I'm up for this. If you want this to happen.
What are you talking about?
But I was just so... Like, this guy has just called this on with me for no reason whatsoever. Like, just because I haven't got out of his way. And now I'm like, okay, if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to just... So he just starts going all... So he starts giving me shit. He goes, oh. But it was so bizarre because One minute he was sort of like coming at me like he's going to attack me. And then when I wasn't backing down, he was going, oh, you're nice, aren't you? Like that. And I'm like, what? This guy's so fucking unhinged. And then he goes, so, where are you off to? He goes, where are you off to? The paedophile clinic.
Shut up.
I mean, shut I swear. Up. He goes, where are you going? Where are you going to the paedophile clinic? And I just fucking cracked up. I said, mate, I'm sorry. That is shit banter. I was like, that is.
I think.
Where are you going? The paedophile clinic. What does that mean?
Well, famously, Paul, the paedophile clinic is only open during the day. And you said that you were travelling into London during the day. So I don't know. What are you hiding?
Paedophile clinic. Yeah. So what? Wait, what? I'm just laughing at that shit. And then he just sort of like didn't know where to go. So he got his phone out of his pocket and come. And I was like, fuck off, like that. And he goes, got it.
Sorry, he did.
Like, got his phone out and took a picture of me, like that. And I was like, fuck off, mate. And he goes, got it. He goes, I'll give that to the coppers. I thought, what are you talking about? Like, you've literally just started on a stranger at Waterloo Station who is in as bad a mood as you are because we're all late for wherever we're going. And then when it's not gone the way you've wanted, you've like made out you're the fucking victim. And then I started thinking about, have you seen that video of like those, the kind of racist attack at Waterloo, those three blokes are on their way home?
Yes.
I was like, oh, yes, God, I don't want to end up being one of those. But I mean, absolutely stand by everything that I did. And then everyone I spoke to was like, oh, he'll probably now be going like, I was in the wrong there. He just cut that. You don't move out of the way for someone when you're all walking down a train carriage, do you?
No.
How was the paedophile clinic?
That is good. Got the all clear, mate. had my bloods done. Yeah. Absolutely fine. No need to worry.
Well, it's okay. So let's a little
the
bit.
Paedophile clinic. What? I mean, what's this primary school? Where are you going? The paedophile clinic. Shut up, mate.
The nonce club. I don't know.
So there we go. So, but yeah, but I keep thinking I'm going to see him again.
I just want to. It's not playing devil. I'm not playing devil's advocate, or am I? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I am. I never understand that. But you could have. Okay, just I have a question for you.
Hold on. If you're about to say what I think you're about to say, there is an alternate version where I just laughed at the first part of that episode and then just carried on with my day. Is this sort of what you're going to allude to?
What's the first part of the episode?
Well, when he sort of walked around me instead, I could have just
laughed. No. That's mad. No, that is mad. That is absolutely insane. You'd have to be very, very stoic to not react to that.
But I think
I was going to go sooner. I was going to go earlier.
Yeah.
You're going down the carriage, he's going down the carriage. I'm assuming then if he's asking you to get out of the way that he's moving at a quicker rate than you are.
But we're only two seats from the door. I mean, there was no time to be gained. I don't know like what he was expecting to happen. If I'd have stepped in and let him round, that whole little move would have taken longer than it was going to take us both to get to the door. It was just all right, mate. We're all pissed off, you know. But I do feel like, you know, looking back on it from my point of view, you know, there's a version of events there where I just went, "Everything all right, mate?" and laughed at him, and then just carried on, you know. But that was not that day.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I don't think I'm going to play kind of judge here. And Mikey, what do you? Maybe you could help. I think that. A guy swinging his face round.
You know what I mean, though? Sort of like...
into your face. Well, yes, you've demonstrated it, I think.
Just like, fuck off, mate.
No, I
weird,
think
though. It is black in his little loafers. Fucking looking at you, egg. Fucking numpty.
I think you've done well there. Mikey, what do you...
I wish I'd grabbed his phone out of his hand and smashed it on the floor. Earlier on in the interaction, I feel like I could have probably just been the bigger man and gone, this guy's a loser, and just carried on my day. But at the point he took a photo of me, I feel like... It's like the whole world is a film set now, and you're just spending your whole day trying not to become the star of a film. Do you know, like, there's just everything is a location now because everyone's armed with, like, a little phone. You go, like, get caught unawares.
Oh,
there's me, minding my own business, on the way to the clinic, and I almost became an internet sensation. Go for my annual checkup.
Have I told you? Did I tell you this? It's bad. Okay. All right. I want to set this up first with you guys. What is your charger situation? Let's start with at home. Where are the, I'm going to assume people are in plural. I'm going to assume that you've got more than one charger.
I have one here. That is that goes into a USB port. So it's just, that's always there. Yeah, that stays there.
That's your office. That's the office charger.
Yeah. And I have one other.
Right.
I don't often lose chargers, actually. It has to be said. Yeah. I've just got the one that came with the phone, which I bought 18 months ago, maybe more.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I mean, I get through chargers like cigarettes. Not a great analogy, I don't smoke, but when I smoked.
In as much as I don't have one and have no intention to start again.
Yeah, I really don't like it. But I wanted to get another charger. I wanted to get a charger for the hallway so that there was a like the side, the famous side. So you get home and you have the charger. And so when you get in, you plug your phone in and try and turn it into a landline in a way. Get in and I plug it in and I try and keep it there. This is all bollocks, by the way. This is absolute bollocks. Like, this is a thought I have. I go, oh, that's a good idea. That'll be the end of it.
Yes.
So
there's always one where you know where it is, a charging port kind of.
I get in, keys, wallet. And instead of like just phone into the living room with me around the house, I plug my phone in, it's being recharged, and try and keep it there to try and help me not have the phone with me around the house.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
It's fucking great, Paul. Oh, it's a fucking brilliant idea. But, I mean,
I've got pretty good at doing that. I will go and put my phone upstairs. Last night, watched The Lost Weekend, a love story on Amazon Prime about John Lennon and May Pang, you know, when he went off for 2 years with the other woman to LA. Worth watching, actually.
Wow.
But put the phone upstairs for the entirety of my viewing. And
so you don't have, well done, bravo, but you don't have like a charger, a port. That is the main source of power. You get home. Where is the phone being plugged into?
Yes, because Alex will usually... So how it usually goes down is mine will usually be up in the bedroom and Alex's is down by the, like, in the kitchen, on the side, by the coffee machine.
Kitchen so, on the side, yes! That's my favourite so one. That's you, my favourite one. Say, do you know why that's my favourite one? Can I just tell you why that's my favourite one? No, there's, like, no physicality to it. So, like, there's no crouching down. There's no picking up the wire. There's no putting, right, I plug it in. Now do I put the phone on the bed? Do I put the phone on the side? It's just bang. Is you're on level. There it is. Plug down. You don't crouch. No crouching. Fucking hate crouching.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is a good one. It's just there.
It's my favourite one.
It's always ready for action. It's just the lightning thing is just there. It's in.
It's the main, it's the main charger. That's the daddy. I would say that's the dad charger of the, the family. Yes. Again, that's a very old-fashioned, I'm quite paranoid.
Cars are good. One that turns your phone into like Apple CarPlay. I like that. That's nice. You get in there and
yes.
And what's nice as well is when you sort of go, I'm only on 10%. You go, like, but I'm about to drive for 4 hours.
Yes!
And that is going to get me 100% charge. So that's nice.
That's it.
But yeah.
But I bought a charger. I was like, right, I want to get a hallway charger. Bought a charger in Brighton. Bought
an official
charger.
One.
And always. Are you mad? Yeah.
I know, yeah. I haven't got 3 days to wait for my phone to charge.
Yeah. Fuck that. So I bought the charger, got home, realised I'd left the charger in the hotel. That's the end of that.
17 quid.
And I said, if you're lucky, 17 quid, I reckon.
Is there more?
Nearer 30, isn't it?
Wouldn't you know? You bought one.
That's very good question.
I do assume that I've, even though I mean, this is why I'm terrible with money, I assume I've got money for an Apple charger, so I don't look.
The adapter is 20 quid, just the plug. And then the cable's probably, that's like 10 quid, isn't it? So that's, yeah, probably
it's more than fucking 10 quid.
Well, just the cable.
Yeah, I remember. I bought it the other day. Yeah, I bought the cable and she was like 15 quid or something. And I just laughed at her. And I said, oh, it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault, but that is insane. You have to tell them, don't you? They must hear that all of the time. Just constantly being told that things aren't their fault. The price, you have to tell the member of staff.
That's such a funny phrase, isn't it? I know it's not your fault. It's just kind of like pulling you back. You're like, look, and I've been here for 3 hours. I know it's not your fault, but, you know, 50 quid for a charger. I know it's not your fault, but that is fucking mental.
I know it's not your fault, but I hate the world.
Yeah, exactly, okay? Yeah. I know it's not your fault, but that has ruined my day. I was having a good day. I know it's not your fault. I am now having a shit day for the remainder of today. And basically that has happened since I've encountered you. It's not your fault. But it's ever since fault. You came into my life, it has turned to shit. Not your fault.
It's just a coincidence that you are working in this retail store and I am being shafted one. It's not your fault, but I am really taking it right now. It's going into my innards.
My day was good. I met you. It's now not good. It's not your fault, but there are variables and you are one of them and everything is now shit.
So that was, of course, just a 15-minute snippet of What's Upset You Now. If you want to listen to the entire hour, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN.
I got so excited and I almost signed up myself and then realised I don't need to. patreon.com/WUYN.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work for some reason, you could just tap in the link in the bio.
There we go.